I am happy to announce we will be bringing natural gas to McKinley.
You sign this lease, it gives us the right to drill on your land.
A whole lot of money down there.
That is true.
How much you think?
There's no reason your town shouldn't have a state-of-the-art high school.
What kind of money are you talking about?
You could be a millionaire.
Research say anything about an environmental presence here?
No.
Hi, everybody. I'm here because my farm is gone. The land just turned brown and it died. If it's happened to one of us, it can happen to all of us.
Okay, here's the deal. I've never been one for preachy message movies, but when they're done right, it's cool. Promised Land gets the level of message right, but it suffers from an overly Hollywood-style ending that softens the otherwise insightful film. Matt Damon stars as a sort of anti-hero, a salesman for a gas company trying to get farmers to grant the right to drill in their land using the controversial method known as fracking. John Krasinski plays an environmentalist who comes into town to throw a monkey wrench into the works. Gus Van Sant directs the first part of the film well, not shoving the message down the audience's throats and showing the spectrum of people in rural areas, not just hillbilly rednecks. At times thought-provoking and other times corny, the film starts off better than it ends, but it's not as bad as it could have been. Promised Land gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.